Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Greetings, and welcome to the Gatecast with your hosts, Alan and Mike. Tonight's episode, One False Step.
Coming on to what is certainly for the US edition, the final disc of Season 2. I don't know if you're on your final DVD, because for reasons we've discussed.
No, I've got one more. Edited out. I've got one more DVD to come.
With only 3 episodes on it. What a jib. They sold these as individual volumes. I mean, don't get me started.
Well, they probably saw the Trek example and realised that some sci-fi fans will pay anything for anything.
I'm sure there's some sci-fi fans with the original series on Laserdisc, if it ever came out on Laserdisc.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
Laserdisc, the sort of LP of video data.
Ah, but it was a magnificent format.
Would you say it's up to Blu-ray? Certainly higher quality than DVD.
No, I'd probably say DVD has the edge.
Because I know when DVD first came out, people were arguing that Laserdisc was sharper.
Well, in the early days of DVD, the authoring was all over the place, and the mastering anyway. But once they fully understood the format, you know, a modern DVD these days can be incredible to look at. You know, some would argue, what do you need Blu-ray for?
Because you can.
There's even some people who think, they're deliberately handicapping DVD to make people buy Blu-rays.
Possibly.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it is possible.
This is Season 2, Episode 19, One False Step. On a routine reconnaissance mission, the SG-1 team discovers a new friendly life form, but the encounter turns deadly for the new race because of a virus SG-1 inadvertently introduces. Can SG-1 develop a vaccine before this plague eradicates a peaceful civilization? Oh, woe is me.
Yeah, do we really care? Do they have any technology? No. Do they have oil? No.
Are we American? Yes. Just in case you weren't actually hitting the walnut with the sledgehammer hard enough there.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-Fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
And I'm pressing play at my right angle line in 3, 2, 1. And we have the UAV.
Yes, slightly different model, or so I believe.
With a little propellery thing. Shiny. They must have got a budget. I can't imagine. I mean, I presume it's still a sort of air ram assisted launch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
UAV is a go for launch, sir.
Launch.
That never gets old. I love that.
There we go. A little rocket fires and off it goes.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure that bit was entirely CG. Maybe the actual, there might have been a bit of pyro on the back there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be cleaning up a lot of mess because that room doesn't look too big. Can you put the brakes on before it hits the far wall? Or is it on a big spring or something? A big bungee?
Well, it might be, but actually that could be it. It could be on a wire and they may have just pulled it.
Yeah, actually makes more sense.
Doesn't it? The thing just runs on a wire and then hits a sort of, there's a padded yoke behind the gate and it hits.
Sala, catch it. So, we've got to find some new life forms where there weren't any the day before.
Life forms?
Motion detectors don't indicate any movement, sir.
Losing signal.
What? That shouldn't be happening. Switching to manual control.
And they've lost control of the UAV.
Yes, this reminds me of a game I used to play on a 16-bit called Carrier Command.
Come on, Captain, pull it up.
I can't, sir.
You've got to love a remote control system that can work through the delay involved in using the gate. No wonder she crashed.
This doesn't make any sense. This UAV was specially designed for exactly this type of radio control.
What was that it crashed into?
I'm no botanist, sir, but it looked like some sort of plant life.
We have visual contact reestablished.
Exactly this type of radio control. You see, there you go.
Well, I know they control the Mars rover, but the point is they control it and nothing happens for a few minutes before.
Well, yes. What is the radio signal delay through the gate?
I think it's about 5 seconds, isn't it? No matter where you go, there's some travel time. Unless they're saying there's actually none required for electromagnetic energy.
Possibly not. We haven't lost signal. And we just saw a person.
Yes.
A white.
A curious looking critter.
That would confirm the presence of life forms on PJ-2445.
Looks like that squirrel they took the photo of a couple of months back. Did you see it in the newspapers? A couple placed a camera down and this squirrel just stood up in front of it with a nut and the picture took exactly with it posing in front of the camera. Totally off topic, of course.
He's dragging it away.
I guess that changes the priority of this mission, eh, sir?
Yeah, so they're going to actually have to go to the planet. They were hoping for a day off.
Did you see a modified version of Children of the Gods explained how the electromagnetic signal could go the other way through the gate? No, that was the dial that was...
Yeah, that was being able to dial back. Yeah. It's just one of them things you've got to accept. And you do. If you're a science fiction fan, you learn to accept things. Otherwise, you're never going to enjoy the genre.
I suppose you don't. So, this episode written by Michael Kaplan and John Sanborn.
Yeah.
We can blame John on this one.
The only episode this writing team wrote for the series.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I'm not saying they never got any callbacks after this, but...
William Corcoran, did he direct anything else?
He directed the episode Seth.
Ooh, season three? Season
yeah,
four?
Season three, I think it was.
We'll discover that in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
One false step, traditional gate scene.
Mm-hmm. The location gate, which should be coming up for auction in August. That was a nice dissolve of the gate with them. Yeah, nice fade into the background.
Deja vu.
I'm unfamiliar with that term.
It means I feel like I've been here before.
That is correct, Daniel Jackson. Yesterday, when we first arrived on this planet.
We've been here before. Yes, yesterday. Do you think Tilt was actually joking there, or you just didn't get it?
It's hard to say.
Bless.
Oh, allergies. Sorry, I have a glass of milk here. Hey, it's 12:57 on a Sunday. I'm not consuming alcohol this early in the day unless I'm on holiday. I'm in work at 8:30.
I thought it looked bald, white, and naked.
Since it is their planet, is it not we who are the aliens?
Actually, the word alien refers to anything characteristic of a very different place or culture. Anything really strange relative from our own perspective.
Think we call you alien because you're from Chulak?
Good point, Tilk. Mm. We humans always tend to call things aliens even when we're on their planet.
Yes, true. Oh, there's the writing credit.
Captain, why don't you start...
Sir, plant life on Earth accounts for more than 80% of our medicinal resources. We should really check it out.
Check it out.
These other ones must not quite be full grown, I guess.
Bless.
Oh, boy.
The UAV was dragged in that direction.
Ooh, doesn't look good. Looks a bit...
Oh, dear.
Predator's been around there.
They broke the thingy.
Yeah. If it can bleed, it can die.
Hmm?
If it can bleed, it can die.
Just because it's green. I mean, you're actually quoting Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm trying. I'm not quite sure if that's the exact phrase he used, but...
I think the exact phrase used was, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
That's it. That's it, yeah.
So my memory informs me.
This episode was filmed in Stokestead. different location to the normally used because it's a drier climate. Because they feared for it raining with all the makeup the characters were wearing.
We have these weird, they're almost like termite mounds.
Yeah. And this, in hindsight, one thing I like about this episode, it is out there.
Is there an implication that he's naked?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Carter can't seem to look away. I just want to see, is she going to stand up and lean over? You see, I can't see the hair.
Well, I guess that was the wrong thing to say.
She's wearing the baseball cap.
You've scared him, no?
Look, he's spooked.
Oh, yes. This is showtime.
What do you think, Daniel?
Yes.
Are they friendly spirits?
I guess we should go find out.
A curious little guy.
Well, I still say we should have got naked Carter. There were several opportunities in latter seasons.
Yeah, you think, you look at these are very alien aliens.
No, aliens wouldn't even be vaguely humanoid. I mean, to quote Douglas Adams, a super intelligent shade of the colour blue.
In terms of what the franchise produced, you know, the way they look, the way they behave, they're humanoid in shape, obviously, but...
It's so hard to get BEM actors. What's with these eggs? I'm calling them eggs. I don't know why I'm calling them eggs. They just look... To be honest with you, actually, they look like piles of white droppings.
They do, don't they? I mean, it all becomes apparent later on, but...
I think I, too, didn't really see more than, you know, the actual episode. Yep.
They're very, very tight body stockings.
They're extremely tight body stockings. Yes. They don't seem to... It's actually impossible to tell there's any females there.
It's a Ken doll tight.
Hello, I'm Daniel Jackson. Try smiling.
Odd.
Take me to your leader.
It's quite disturbing for them, isn't it?
It is. That's what I mean. This is a... Oh, don't smile, Tilk. That's not good.
This is bizarre.
Daniel?
Carter doesn't... That's not a comfortable smile from Carter. That's
it isn't, is it?
Mixed and glassy.
I mean, Jack's right. It's bizarre.
Keep smiling. Don't move.
I am not fond of this.
Me neither. They just want to see what we feel like. Oh, hey, wait.
What?
One of them got my knife.
I got it.
Perhaps why I didn't really take to the episode first time around, because it has a different feel to it than other alien encounter episodes from the series. There's no real frame of reference. Yep, copying a feel. Oh. Oh, that's all right then. Relax. Just took a weapon.
Yes. Going to accidentally chop his fingers off with it.
Sharp. I think all the sneezing should be a clue.
Well, we just assume it's Daniel's allergies.
Yeah, but obviously there's something in the ear that's affecting him.
They didn't even bother with the makeup to intimate a cut then. I thought we might have seen a close-up of a cut in Carter's hand.
Yeah, I think we got what we needed to know.
Maybe it's the fact that they cut her has caused this disease.
Well, right now we're not even aware of a disease, are we?
It said it in the blurb.
Well, you don't always read the blurb. I don't read the blurb when I'm going to watch an episode for the first time, because most of the time they give away the ending, or give away serious plot points. Now we're inside of the structure, which looks fairly big. Like the TARDIS, it looks huge inside compared to outside. Yeah, sit down, Daniel. You know, you're invited.
It's an extra dimension. Not, it's bigger on the inside. I wonder, did they hire interpretive dance people?
Something like the Blue Man Group, but painted differently.
The White and Grey Man Group.
Yeah.
But not, I haven't seen any females.
There's nothing to indicate breasts, is there, really?
No. Perhaps. There's nothing to indicate reproduction of any kind.
No. But that may, again, indicate they look humanoid, but they're not humanoid. And
you think they reproduce asexually?
They could be. You know, as you say, we know that the plants on this planet are a factor in the story.
Daniel
always seems to get accepted quickly.
You don't speak at all, do you? Okay.
Nope. He's a teddy bear. is a cuddly teddy bear.
Everybody likes Daniel.
Well, that sounds like
stop picking it. Daniel, it'll never heal.
The classic old mother statements. It won't improve if you're picking it.
You just put white paint on my tongue. Yeah.
It's not paint, though, is it? It's excreta.
Well, I assume it's...
Thank you.
You gotta wonder what they're talking about in there.
They're drawing a blank, Daniel. Your impression of the UAV doesn't really work.
Not a deep enough bass, and the voice should have got T-Yuck to do it. T-Yuck could do the paralyzed proper.
Jack's not really into the whole sitting around doing nothing thing.
He fishes! Of course, he's into fishing his nipple.
Continue. Big iron bird from sky.
Look, it's some sort of body paint that hardens into a second skin when it dries.
Yeah.
Well... I have to admit, this is one of the stranger cultures I've ever seen. As far as I can tell, they're communal, but there's very little sign of actual social communication. I haven't seen any tools or any signs of a functional civilization.
So they're a little less evolved than we are.
Well, we don't want to jump to any conclusions. Remember the Nox.
And they did build these homes.
That's a kind appraisal.
Oh, I get the impression it's going to drag.
Yeah, that's one of the problems is when, you know, the aliens don't actually speak.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a point, you know, they took the Nox for being very simplistic people and turned out not to be.
Had more successful conversations with dogs.
That's not really very polite, is it?
So?
So they're probably a little less evolved than we are.
So should they view these people mm-hmm. as primitive?
Possibly. Oh.
Yes!
What's this? Oh, the UAV.
In bits.
The chicken. It worked in the movie. Yeah, I assume that the flying mime was a homage to the movie.
I'm sorry, this is nothing to worry about.
I do think it's something to worry about, Daniel.
Oops.
You sneezed on him, you...
Pillock. I think Pillock's the word you're looking for.
Well, I was going to say something else, but I'd only have to cut it out.
I can't find a pulse, but I don't know if that means anything. He's still breathing.
Captain, why don't we back off for now?
I really hope this isn't because I sneezed on him.
This one appeared to have lubricant from the UAV on his hands. Perhaps that is what has made him ill.
Could be their national pastime for all we know. Maybe they got low blood...
You cut out all my swearing?
Of course I do. That's why it takes me so long to edit stuff. He swears like a trooper, folks.
I do not. Have I sworn once so far?
Well, it's early.
We're 15 minutes in when you get third of the way through. You're not going to cut out my comments about reproduction, eh?
No. That's
our character trying to look at your man schlong. We're at the American dad level of language. Or possibly family guy.
Well, I guess it didn't work quite like they hoped.
Singing. I wouldn't call it singing.
Hmm.
It's turned into an episode of Glee. Oh, there goes another one.
I asked my mate, Paul, if he watched Glee, and his response was, no, I'm not gay. But apparently the episode, since you mentioned Glee, I don't know if you'll edit this out later, the episode that was on this week had Neil Patrick Harris in it and was written by Joss Whedon.
Was it? Oh, crap. I've seen bits of it. Every time, you know, I've probably been channel surfing and it's been on.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it for a couple of minutes and I've had to think, I've got to stop watching this. Because, you know, it's surprisingly appealing.
Addictive.
Yes, yeah.
It's like Sex in the City. I started watching it for about 10 minutes and 20 minutes later I was like, must turn off. Cannot watch Sex in the City. I'm not that in touch with my feminism.
Another one's gone.
Now this is a house call. Let's go.
Straight away, boys.
They're dropping like flies.
Aren't they? Do flies drop like that, though? It's probably a contraction of the dropping like mayflies.
They probably have slightly long lifespans, though. And there's no great trout. And that's little Janet.
What?
That's Janet.
That's Dr. Fraser.
That's
on the
Dr. Fraser. Yep.
God, she's tiny. She's about 4'8".
She said in an interview that, you know, she went off world and flanked by two large security guards.
Come on, she's shorter than... I mean, Jack's not that tall. And this character really is tall. No, I mean, she's shorter than guys. She's a good... God, she's a good 3-4 inches shorter than Carter.
Oh, Terrell's 5'2", according to IMDb, so she's not that short.
How tall is Amanda?
Amanda?
Hey, I can't see her hair. I have to obsess about something.
Amanda, 5'9".
That is fairly tall for a woman.
Put heels on her. Ooh, dear. Just right for a slinky dress.
5'9". I think Emily was 5'9" or so, because when she was in heels, she was taller than me.
Yeah, it looks 5'2 and 5'9". There's a very definite difference.
Your tests are all clean.
What about them?
Well, I'm pretty limited here. I mean, they may look similar to us, but they are definitely very different.
You don't know what's wrong, do you?
No. I recommend we take one of them back to Earth, where I can run more extensive tests. Under level 2 quarantine conditions, it should be perfectly safe.
I'd like to stay.
What for?
Keep trying to communicate with them, reassure them that we're trying to help.
I don't see any danger, sir.
We're not making things worse by being here?
No, I think the damage is probably already done. Quarantine the sick in case this problem is contagious amongst them. I also suggest you check out the other villagers in the distance. If this illness is present there, just may rule us out as the origin.
Okay. Carter, you go back with Fraser. Report to General Hammond, get your hand looked at. Daniel, Teal'c, and I'll stick around.
Well, you see, that shot actually with her closer to the camera and Carter back a bit, but as though they're beside each other to make her look taller.
Well, it worked for Lord of the Rings, didn't it?
For Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt in Interview with the Vampire, Pitt
in everything he actually made.
Sorry?
In everything Tom Cruise has actually made.
Pitt was made to walk in a trench. Because he was a good 7 inches taller than Cruise. So they've taken the gas mask and stuff off because they don't think it's something they can catch.
No.
But they're quite happy to slaughter the local population. So Jack is actually capable of dialing.
Well, you don't do it very often.
No, well, it's like having a dog and barking yourself, you know? Why would you bother? Interesting that Teal'c could quite happily carry one of them on his own, and it takes two of them to carry an animal. They misjudged that slightly. He stepped through and obviously down, and did you see the stretcher was nearly jerked out of the guy's hands? I'm wondering, did they drop it on any take?
Yeah, try to keep it level, guys. You're going through a wormhole, not going down some other pair of steps.
The actual steps which are behind the gate.
Yeah. Oh, interesting little camera. Very ER.
Oh, stripey.
It's all right. You'll be okay. Get this out of here. Give me a stethoscope when you're done.
He's conscious. Why the hell is she squeezing air into him? He's looking round.
I have great respect for Janet's capabilities, but is she sure it's something that can't be brought back to the base? They have been caught out before.
Yes. Several times. You think by season 2 and nearly season 3 they'd actually recognise what the bloody hell was going on. Bloody is not, I swear. Come on, that's not even PG-13. That was a nice sunbeams over the trees shot.
It was.
You know, a sort of talking to God shot.
From the village we visited, went to warn others and spread the disease.
Yeah, I guess. Whoa.
What is that, salt flash?
It must be. Oh, there goes Jack.
Ooh,
it must be just a large area of land which they find.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Canada. It's all trees.
Well, even Canadians must chop trees down every now and again to build the cabins. I'm not saying all Canadians live in cabins, but...
Do you mind if we just walked without talking for a while?
You feel an illness?
Many do. Not in Vancouver, probably, but...
But this is in Vancouver.
Yeah, this is Stokestead. It's perhaps
what
more...
Are you really out of Stokes?
What's that? So you're going to sing karaoke?
What?
Or is it some sort of probe?
Looks like a chocolate-topped ice cream. Why is Carter in a gown?
How's it going?
Nothing conclusive yet. Just about to do an ultrasound, see if I can get a clear picture of their internal organs.
I wonder whether we're going to stick it. Even he's worried. She hasn't put it in you yet, mate. You don't look it, but Oh, even humans don't like MRIs.
I like MRIs. I will always go for an MRI over a CT scan, and certainly not a PET scan. Ionizing radiation? Bad. Ionizing radiation in my brain? Very bad, says he who happily kills millions of brain cells every evening with alcohol, but still.
There are a number of common elements in their blood, red and white cells, glucose, protein.
But you're working with a human frame of reference on the test results.
Exactly. I mean, how am I supposed to know what's normal for these guys?
That's not exactly normal, is it?
Not from any anatomy I've learned. Look at this.
And there we have. We have an alien species that has an internal structure very different from humans. What a shocker that is. I assume it's more capillary, like trees.
Well, no, the heart appeared to be in the abdomen. Or the abdominal cavity. Yes.
Better suited to distribute... Better suited to distribute fluids around the body?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think the point they're making is that, you know... Oop, there we go.
Whoa. What just happened?
Early CGI at its best.
And we're back to droppings. I'm sorry, it's elephant droppings. White elephant droppings.
The dung beetle has thought it hit its pay dirt. He fell up with brown asses and got white ones. Now, this is where Daniel makes a fool of himself.
What? Well, it had grown to over 6 feet tall, and when I came up to it, it just shrank back down into the ground. I'm going to back up again, see if it does it again.
Sorry, I'm going down to...
Honest, Jack, it's a 6 foot tall plant, which goes up and down, and they wait. Nothing happens.
Witness, if you will. Squat.
Squat.
Wonderful comment here by Jack.
See, just like that.
Many aliens in nearby villages are ill.
Okay. What are we going to do?
How should I know?
Well, we need to do something.
I agree with you. But I haven't had the brilliant revelations you seem to have had.
Well, maybe you could try coming with something a little bit better than inappropriate sarcasm.
You want sarcasm?
Vicious sarcasm.
Yep.
Nice to meet you.
Yep, that's sarcasm, all right.
What's he smiling at?
He appears to be bothered by the tone you have taken towards each other. As am I.
He doesn't quite understand the social dynamics of individuals.
Teal'c.
No.
Just head back to the gate, get a message to General Hammond, let him know what's going on here.
And the two of you will be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be okay. I'm going to stick around and work on this quarantine thing with Plant Boy here.
Are we talking a hive mind?
I believe so, yep. Plant Boy. You see, that's it. Yeah. Plant Boy.
It's Daniel's new name.
Because as Tilt got it right, the tone of the voice they responded to as well. And that's a key to everything. And you say, there's some friction brewing between the pair of them in this episode.
I think it's induced externally.
Yeah. He looked better before they started experimenting on him.
Yes. As a point of interest, why have they got the ECG cords up around his upper chest? There's nothing there. You're not going to pick up the correct readings unless you move them lower. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We all know you have a thing about medical procedures. And
I have a degree of knowledge. Not, I hasten to add, an undergraduate degree of knowledge. But I'll put it to you this way. When the last time I thought I was having a heart attack and I went to the clinic and he gave the ECG and he printed out and I took a look at it before he did and I said, oh, fine, that's normal sinus rhythm. I got to look for that.
Yeah.
That's it. Bloody hell are you doing? Yeah. Which one of us has a medical degree?
I saw George Clooney do this. I know what I'm talking about. I went to medical school for 5 years. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, unfortunately, knowing what he was talking about in English, which wasn't his first language, didn't help. No, he was my very own Sir Ash.
Actually, sir, the surprising thing is it hasn't happened more often. We think it may be because there are so many transplanted humans from Earth and other planets that most of the contagions we carry are already out there.
Yeah, well, not in this case.
Unfortunately, there's only so much time and so many resources that this facility can devote to this situation.
Sir, I didn't say it was hopeless.
They didn't ask for this. I mean, they're clearly unable to help themselves. We just can't keep trampling through the galaxy with no regard for the damage that we can do.
Unfortunately, Sam, that's exactly what we do.
Sam is upset and annoyed and still, for some reason, wearing his surgical smock. And from what I can tell, nothing else.
Ooh.
Allow me, my little diversion. Like, you haven't watched that episode of Sanctuary over and over.
Oh, no, not the episode, the 30-second scene. This whole website is devoted to taking certain little bits of films that feature people with no clothing
on. Let's just draw a veil there, shall we? Otherwise you're going to have to edit anyway.
I forget your sunblock. Why aren't you helping me?
Oh, it's no use. They don't understand. They want to be with each other.
Well, we're not going to stand around doing nothing.
We're not doing nothing.
You're videotaping a plant.
Well, I think this might be important.
Well, I think you might be losing what's left of your mind.
Yeah, so Daniel's idea of home movies is a bit different from Jack's.
It means that on a good day, you can be a little flaky.
And on a good day, you can be a little ignorant and condescending.
Not condescending. You're obviously misreading a basic philosophical difference of opinion on how to handle a crisis.
Oh, please, we have a difference of opinion on just about everything.
Give me an example.
I don't know. Pick something. How about mythology?
Rumors, lies, fairy tales?
See? Mythology is one of the primary motivations for cultural development.
Is, what's that got to do with filming a plant?
Exactly!
What does that mean?
I don't know!
I mean, Jack?
The boys are fighting.
Oh, yes.
Yes, start from the pilot episode and work your way up.
What was that?
I don't know, I don't feel so good.
I've got a headache.
Maybe we're getting whatever they have.
Oh, he's gone as well. This bloke probably thinks it's entertaining.
This is you see, you found something you like in this episode. You're upsetting the children.
And I don't know what this actor's name is. Do they call him Joe or Jim? Did you hear it? Mm-hmm. Does it say in the transcript?
Alien number one.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, hang on. This is back to... I'm back to internal SGC gate room. No, it's just Alien number one in the transcript.
But see. Well, like I say, one was played by Sean Phillips, another by Richard De Klerk. And the guy deserves a mention because he's an entertaining character, considering he's not actually saying anything.
It's sort of, he's standing there gesturing, thinking, this is my Emmy!
Yeah. And slightly topical, the village elder is David Cameron.
Mm? Different David Cameron, obviously.
I would hope so. Everybody has a past.
I were in the body stocking in an episode of SG-1 15 years ago. No, I think Cameron's a little young to have done that.
I think we should probably go back and get checked out, huh? I will remain.
Yeah, so Jack's going back to the SGC and Teal'c staying behind because he is so far unaffected.
All right, Teal'c, if we're not back in 12 hours, come on home.
Yes, because he's got Junior.
Keep both his eyes on it.
Could you do me a favor? Could you keep an eye on this plant thing for me?
I will keep both of my eyes on it, Daniel Jackson.
Thank you.
Is that another joke from Teal'c?
It's hard to say.
Isn't
I
it?
Mean, he did. I don't know if he actually, if we've come across the episode. I think they ask him, is there any Jaffa humor? And he was like, I can't. There was the serpent guard. There was one sort of Jaffa whose helmets looked like donkeys, basically.
Yeah, and they didn't get it.
Such and such guard's nose dripped. And then he laughs loudly and possibly audible for about 300 meters in every direction.
All right, the boys are back.
Are you okay?
I started to feel sick.
What kind of sick?
Headaches. Brutal headaches.
But now I feel fine.
Colonel, are you okay?
I'm feeling better, actually.
Tense, nervous headaches? Yeah, as soon as they're off planet, whatever was affecting them disappears.
Hmm.
And now they make up again.
Do you think we get a hug? Jack doesn't strike me as the hugging type.
No.
Listen, I...
No. Sorry, you were going to say.
No, it's just that... You know.
I know. You know that
I know. It's obvious there's
something wrong with us.
Physically.
Well, there's nothing wrong with you.
What?
No, I've run every test I could, short of exploratory brain surgery, and you are both in perfect health.
Huh.
I'm not sure he'd even hug Carter.
It seems like this that really created the ship of stories.
People, oh, for God's sake, I mean...
You can read anything into anything, can't you, really?
No, I mean, my ex Emily wrote ship stories between Dumbledore and Harry Potter.
Yeah, so basically you're all right, boys. All that probing was not needed. Yeah, this poor guy is still suffering.
Why are you pressing his upper chest? That's not where his heart is. The Fraser's got it right. She's actually down in the ultimate.
Behind you, Tilk. In front of you, Tilk. Step away from the plants, Tilk.
Yes, Tilk's looking a little puzzled. Oh. This is actually described in a paragraph in the transcript.
Go on. What does it say?
It's quite a long paragraph. Tilk is standing outside one of the dwellings. Behind him, one of the plants begins to grow. Then two more begin to grow. He looks at them. He moves closer to touch one of them, it shrinks from him. He takes a step to the other two, and they shrink. Tuke stands there curious. Kneeling, he takes out his knife and scrapes at the surface of the soil. A white root system is exposed, and when he digs his hands into the soil, he touches a bright green substance.
Ah, and so basically this is showing us...
Suddenly, Tuke gasps in pain, Kitchen Sink. Touching his head, he lays down on the ground, grunting in pain. The green liquid is still in his fingers. He loses consciousness.
Yeah, so all the plants are connected, and either the liquid or the rupturing of the vines is causing the problem.
Mm.
I assume he's actually damaged the vine, and that's like the UAV did, which has caused all the problems. Daniel really should get a maid.
It's a bit messy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have a maid. She's very good.
The general should come round. Daniel, clean your room.
Mm.
Oh, look.
I don't know. Something? Anything?
Tape.
It's a tape. It's a really small tape. I mean,
it's
I probably couldn't hold more than about 15 minutes.
Unless it's a very, very early digital tape.
15 years ago?
We can't always expect things to go the way we want them to. To go the way we want them to? I mean, one wrong move, one false step, and a whole fragile world gets wiped out?
This is perfectly in character for Daniel.
We are killing a whole race of people here! How can I not care?
Hmm.
What's on the monitor? But if that's only a picture and no sound, then it shouldn't be affecting him, should it? Or is it something else?
My head hurts again.
Well, your pupils look fine.
This is the strangest thing. I feel fine again.
Okay, so then when did this start?
Oh, it was probably while I was watching them.
You were watching what, Daniel? Go on, admit it, Daniel.
Clear your internet history, Daniel.
There has to be something the camera recorded, something we can't see.
It's you that watches the wrestling on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes, guys.
Well, that's it. They're going to imply that the audio on the tape is causing the problems, but were there any speakers involved in there? That just looked like a standard monitor with no speakers at all.
Ah, no, don't be poking holes in the plot.
isn't that what podcasting is for?
It's using large amounts of you-don't-need-to-know-ium.
Is that the same sort of thing as unobtainium?
Carter, what are you doing?
I'm looking for something that we can't hear.
Modern music. Turn up the bass.
Here, in the long amplitude waves.
isolating and amplifying.
No wonder. This is probably what Dizzy Rascal puts on all his tracks. That's why I don't like him. They make me listen to Radio 1. I don't like it.
What's wrong with Radio 1?
Oh, good God.
I used to listen to the Chris Evans radio show. It was replicated on the station over here. It woke me up.
And then the alarm clock went straight out the window.
No, this is when I was walking.
Long-term exposure to certain sounds have been documented to cause serious physical side effects. Your headaches, nausea, severe irritability. The longer you're exposed to it, the worse it gets.
I bet this is what was interfering with our remote control on the UAV.
So this must be what's making the aliens sick.
No. So you felt better when you got back here, but the alien we brought here just keeps getting worse.
And the sound that was causing your symptoms isn't here on the base, except on this tape.
So this isn't what's making the aliens sick.
Colonel, incoming wormhole.
Who's this? And is Tilt come back? Oh, he's got to be on it if it's SG-1.
So he woke up, obviously.
Oh, he doesn't look good.
You all right?
My condition is improving.
As soon as he's off planet, he feels better. It just confirms what Sam just said.
Well, I guess Jafar aren't completely impervious after all.
What has led you to that assumption?
Well, there's some kind of bad sound on that planet.
Bad sound? I mean, Jack, come on.
Discordant audio effects.
Discordant? I'm not sure Jack will be up for a five-syllable word that wasn't related to astronomy.
I made a discovery while observing your plants, Daniel Jackson.
You saw them grow?
Indeed.
No, didn't you bring the camera back? Come on, Till.
And you say it attacked you.
As I drew near the organism, I became disoriented. My head was overcome with great pain. Movement became very difficult.
That's it.
The look of revelation on Daniel's face.
What? Where are you going?
You can almost see the light bulb appear.
Come on. Audio from the UAV's aerial run over PJ244.
They're going to record the audio from PG Tips.
I don't see any monkeys.
Okay, run it through an audio spectrum analysis, amplify the low end, and replay it through the speakers. I think I know where you're going.
Hey, we're there. Now, in episodes of House, he's normally had that ha-ha moment about 4 minutes earlier than this. I'm not saying it's formulaic.
You get 8 minutes of wrap-up in House rather than five.
The plant is making that sound?
Sir, it's an alien organism on another planet.
Good point. We accidentally changed the sound the organism naturally makes.
Why would the sound change?
It's alive. We heard it.
All of a sudden you get the rush of information as everybody chips in.
Of course.
Than you were. They could need the sound to be at a certain frequency.
For what reason?
To live. They don't even have the same internal organs that we do.
The ultrasound. Do you remember the way the alien reacted when I tried to do the ultrasound? That organ that we couldn't identify must be sound sensitive.
Then they try to explain it to the general.
So this inaudible sound was making you sick, but not in the same way that it was affecting the aliens. They need the sound to live, but we altered it by harming the organism that makes the sound.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it does. That's it, Jack. Yeah, that sounds about right. And the general says, so? They should have just played him a bit of Enya. He'd have been happy. He'd been fine.
He'd been suicidal.
No, that's Bjork.
No, that's Bjork is Bjork makes you punch journalist.
That's a serious piece of tech.
Frequency emitters are operational, sir.
It looks like that thing they blew up in Die Hard 2.
Been a while.
Transmitter relay.
Daniel, we should get out of here.
Pretty much the same thing. Except this is solar powered. So they really
They don't have anything about the planet's weather patterns, battery life, etc.
Oh, I suppose so, because you want it running at night.
Sorry?
They want it running at night as well. They're going to be fine during the day, and they're going to feel real bad at night.
It's like those signs, you see.
You just hope that they don't go up to it and start rocking it about or knocking it over.
Yes.
It's do they understand this is going to cure them?
Hmm.
Goodbye.
So is this... Will they then heal the plant? I don't get this.
They're supplying the missing audio frequency that the damaged plant couldn't provide. And they're hoping that kind of, you know, restarts the cycle. The aliens will feel better.
Mm.
Oh, nice throw. Nice catch.
No, he tossed it to...
Jack?
Sort of, no, he tossed it to an off-camera person.
Oh, and they just dropped it into Jack's hand.
Yes.
How much longer do you think?
I don't know.
Care to let us in on this hunch?
Not yet, sir.
Oh, well, that ruined the whole effect. Thank you.
They're two separate shots. They might have taken place on different days.
It could have, yeah.
Quite possibly Jack caught it before Teal'c threw it.
Well, after the fourth or fifth take when Jack dropped it, they said, oh, sod this, we'll do it in two shots.
Especially since Jack about to catch it in his right hand and Teal'c was standing on his left.
That was your hunch?
I had a feeling that there was some sort of symbiotic relationship between the aliens and the organism. They probably don't even realize it.
Well, how did you realize it? Captain?
Ah, so the plants respond to the aliens as well.
I talked to my plants, okay?
Which is exactly what symbiotic species does.
So the aliens are bees?
Yeah, I suppose so.
That dragged, I have to say. There was occasional funny comments, but I really don't want to look at that again, ever.
Well, second time in 10 years, perhaps
a little
bit longer.
You didn't do your usual pre-watch?
No, I didn't really fancy watching it twice in one weekend.
I can't say I blame you.
But like I said, though, at the start, it's an alien species that's significantly different from what we used to in this series. And I think it was certainly worth the effort they put into it. But it doesn't surprise me we didn't get much like that again.
No, because frankly, it's not. It's like the complaints people have about SGU at present.
Yeah, very much so. You know,
it's not what they used to.
It's not enough action, not enough comedy.
And that's the difference of a show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, they've got 20-odd episodes per season. They've got time to try something different. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it does, you know, every now and again you get a gem, don't you?
Indeed. I checked yesterday, but I'm going to check now for the sake of it. I will look in all three places. Oh, that reminds me, I need to renew my hosting by the 9th of June email. So next week we will be covering... Show and Tell with Invisible Aliens.
That's right. Yep.
Oh, joy.
But we do get Jacob. So that's
do we get Jacob?
Jacob's in it. Yep. A young boy mysteriously appears in Stargate Command and pleads for help, claiming that the Gwarward are chasing him to find his race of invisible beings. That sounds great, doesn't it? But the SG-1 team is duped, as the invisible aliens actually plan to destroy humanity and the invasion has already begun.
It's exactly the same blurb, except second sentence is... But the SG-1 team doesn't know that the invisible aliens actually plan to destroy humanity.
Well, duped, and for the US audience, perhaps they thought it was too difficult a word.
Are you leaving that in?
Yes, I am going to leave it in. Comments, people? Well, it's a bit much if you have to insult your audience in the hopes of getting them to respond, isn't it?
I don't care. I'll try anything, pretty much. Nothing from David. Although I was chatting to him and he did make mention of the fact that we're out of sync and we've discussed the fact that we're not meant to be in sync.
Yeah.
Or indeed in sync.
Oh, in sync. I'm breaking to song at any moment.
Have you heard me sing?
I've heard myself sing, so I'm pretty sure what we'd expect. The SG theme has lyrics, doesn't it? Did someone write lyrics for it?
Did they? They feature that in an episode.
It's the sort of thing they do. I mean, I've heard the Star Trek lyrics. Which are excruciatingly bad.
Well, it's Star Trek. It's just excruciatingly bad anyway.
There is something on YouTube.
Oh, God.
You can go quite far and you don't need a car or even a ship.
It's getting picky here.
There's Colonel, oh, O'Neill and Carter and Daniel and Teal. Look out for that Google.
Stargate theme backwards.
What?
Again, there isn't something that somebody somewhere won't do.
That's just sad. We're definitely getting a bit of a die-off after a spike on Toker Part 2. We're losing people.
If Scott ever gets some free time, which is probably doubtful.
He seems to be working nearly every day.
Yeah, sort this feed out and get on at least Podcast Alley and one or two others. But I've heard our promo on a few podcasts. That's good.
Yeah. We have 7 members of our page.
Yep.
Oh, you actually put something up saying that we'd recorded.
Getting ready to record today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something. We still need to set up that Twitter group.
The end of this season. Are we going to do kind of a season wrap-up show? You know, just a couple of minutes over each episode and, you know, plus or minus, pick our best episode, that sort of thing.
We can try. It certainly can't be as bad as the one we did last season.
It might be useful. See if we can sort something out with Skype or simply just getting people to contribute the top 3 episodes. We've got a small poll running on the website. Have you seen that?
On our website or on the Gatecast page?
On the Gatecast website, on the Facebook website. It's on my own blog.
I see discussions. I'm clicking on discussions.
It'll be in the... It's on the main page somewhere. It's down. It's about 5 entries down on the main page on the wall.
Ah, there it is. Yes. Stephen is the bastion of feedback.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can visit our homepage at gatecast.facecast.com or our Facebook page, search for The Gatecast. Our email address is gatecast@facecast.com, which is ready to receive both MP3 audio comments and plain email. And believe me, we want to hear from fans of Stargate about our own show, both good and bad, and of course the franchise in general. We are listed on iTunes, so any feedback or simply giving us a rating is appreciated, and we have a podcast pickle listening. Many thanks to those who have already taken the time to contact us or leave feedback. It's always appreciated. We also have 3 promos on the feed and on the website. Any podcaster out there with their own promo, feel free to send it to us and we'd be delighted to play it. If you play ours in return, even better.
Ah, yes. We did used to have a phone number. I don't know what happened to the phone number because I haven't been able to tie Scott down for longer than about either 10 minutes or with him on his BlackBerry, in which case it takes about 10 minutes for him to type a sentence. All right. Well, thanks for listening, folks. We'll
short and sweet episode, this is.
It's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Take care, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike. Visit Gatecast at gatecast.facecast.com.